Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, the starting lineups for Collins Academy. The two forwards, Willie Williams, a 6'4 junior, and Romal Davis, a 6'3 junior. Three guards, Wayman White, a 5'8 sophomore, Andre Stevens, a 6'1 freshman, and Torian Watson, a 6'2 junior. One change in the lineup for Galesburg. Garrett Williams getting the start in place of Ryan McElmurray, a 6'1 junior. Otherwise, Davis, Thompson, Thompson, and Davis. Galesburg wins the tip, and we're underway here. Dalton Davis to basketball. Collins Academy in a man-to-man defense. Out to the right wing to Garrett Williams. Up top, Victor puts it on the floor. He's working out there against Romal Davis. Now they go back up top. Right wing, the pass goes into the hands of Brandon Thompson. Looking for Victor Davis inside. High bounce. He's now beyond the three-point line. Shoots the three. All over the rim. Down. Falls short. And the rebound taken out by Willie Williams. Had 12 boards in the loss to Harlan. Collins out there with purple uniforms and the yellow numerals and yellow stripes along the sides. Dribbling down to the free throw line. Romal Davis free throw shot. No good. Dalton Davis the rebound. Here he comes in the front court. Garrett Williams right wing. Inside Victor Davis going around Romal Williams. Missed everything with the shot. And the rebound in transition. Here comes Torian Watson. Watson pull-up jumper right wing from 16. No good. Victor Davis the rebound. So pretty fast pace right off the bat. No scoring to show for it. We've played a minute. Right baseline. Chad Thompson out to Victor. He's going to take Romal Williams to the hole. Shot no good from six. A little fadeaway jumper. And the rebound to Torian Watson. Both teams cold early on. 6:50 to go first quarter. No score. Galesburg man-to-man defense bringing it up for Collins. Romal Davis. He gets the screen from Williams. Dribbles down to the left side. Carry the basketball. First turnover of the game on Collins Academy. Jim Lee not able to be with us for the first game tonight. Had a matter he had to attend to, so it's all me. Either I apologize for that in advance, but I'll do the best I can. Here comes Dalton Davis back the other way for the Streaks. Down the lane, left-hand scoop shot, no good. Got a clear look at the basket. Davis, the rebound. He is pushing in a hurry. Back the other way, coast-to-coast, stripped and traveled. Turnover on Collins Academy. So a slow start offensively for both teams. Collins, two turnovers. Galesburg 0-for-5 from the field. 28-17 as Illinois gets a field goal. Cincinnati leading. Dalton Davis with the ball, and a reach-in foul called. Wayman White trying to reach in the cookie guard jar. He got caught. First foul of the game at the 6:21 mark of the first quarter. Just to the right of the scorer's table, Garrett Williams throws it into Victor Davis. Nice hard cut to the basket. Victor instead gets it to him on the baseline. Three on the way, Williams. No good. Didn't follow his shot. Rebound taken off the floor by Andre Stevens. They have five rebounds already. The other way, faking. Torian Watson loses it on the baseline. And yet another turnover. Good defense by Galesburg. Need a hoop here. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. No score yet. Up top, Dalton Davis splits two men, feeds to Victor, gathers, shoots off the glass. Good. Nice feed from Dalton Davis to Victor Davis. First bucket of the ball game. Galesburg a 2-0 lead. They'll walk it up slowly. Romal Davis, listed as a forward, but does a lot of the ball handling. Had 20 points in the loss to Harlan, half his team's points. Up top with it now, passing it over to the left baseline in the hands of Torian Watson. Watson gives to Andre Stevens down the lane. He traveled. My goodness, three straight turnovers by Collins. 5:31 to play first quarter. I'm just going to keep an eye on their coach, Marcus King, and he's just kind of sitting there with studying things. They're going to come out and trap Dalton Davis. He gets it across half court, bounces to Brandon Thompson. Now to Chad on the left baseline. Chad looking for Victor. He's covered up. Hands off to Brandon Thompson. Back to Victor. And Garrett Williams couldn't catch it clean. Thought about a three up top. He has the basketball now between the circles. Now top of the key. Guarded closely by Andre Stevens. They get after it. Man-to-man D by Collins. Off the screen, Chad Thompson can't get a look. Bounces to Garrett Williams. He can't get a look. They're really covering him up quick. Garrett up top. Off of Chad Thompson's screen. Long three. Does not get it. Victor Davis, offensive putback. Yes. 4-0, Victor Davis. Galesburg on top, 4:48 to play, first quarter. Bringing it up for the Warriors, Willie Williams. And they'll swing it back up top with the pass, give it to Andre Stevens, just a freshman guard, to Romal Davis. Romal Davis spinning down the lane. He traveled four straight turnovers, five in the game. As Collins, that's frustrating. A lot of shuffling the feet and picking up the pivot foot. 4-0 streaks, 4:30 to go, first quarter. Galesburg basketball quickly to Garrett Williams on the right side. He tries the baseline. Nothing there. Out to Brandon Thompson. Free throw line. Jumper. Good. Thought about maybe dishing that off in the air, but instead he stuck a jumper. 6-0 Galesburg. Brandon Thompson with the basket. Across the timeline, it's Romal Davis on the right wing, and then they'll switch places. Wayman White hands it off up top to Andre Stevens. A lot of screening, as you might expect, and a bad pass getting caught in the air. Was Romal Davis on the left wing, tried to hit Torian Watson with a pass. Five straight turnovers. Six total in the game for the Warriors. 4 minutes to play, and they're going to really come up and trap out of a man-to-man defense. So they're overplaying, so that means someone on the backside is open. Garrett Williams trying to get it inside to Victor. Nice tip by Victor Davis to Williams. Three on the right side, Chad Thompson. Yes! Chad Thompson smashes the three down. 9-0 Galesburg. 3:40 to go and a timeout called by Collins Academy. So Thompson, that's good to see. His first three of the season, and Galesburg on top. 9-0. It's a 30-second break, so we'll hang on to it right here. As Galesburg, it took a while to get going on the offensive side, but they have since scored four buckets. One of those a three by Chad Thompson. Four for Davis, three for Chad Thompson, two for Brandon Thompson. Collins still scoreless. They can't hang on to the basketball. As a lot of drives to the basket, they're shuffling the feet. And it's resulted in six turnovers already, and we have not played 5 minutes of basketball yet. Galesburg back on the floor. The starters, Garrett Williams, Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, Brandon Thompson, and Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis coming off an 18-point game. He's averaging 14. Victor Davis averaging 25 after two games. Here is 1-2-2 full court pressure employed by Galesburg. Loose ball, they got it. Back the other way for the streaks. Chad Thompson, top of the key. Waiting for everybody to fall back. Brandon Thompson drives left baseline. Shot up, good. Off the left block, Brandon Thompson with 4-11-0 Galesburg. They're going to try and put the route on early, and they get the 1-2-2 three-quarter court pressure out this time. On the right side, driving toward the basket. Shot missed everything. Wayman White, rebound tipped around. Chad Thompson comes away with it. Galesburg a chance to bury this team in the first quarter. Dalton Davis across half court. Up top, Victor inside the three-point line. Shot off the back of the iron. He goes back to get it. He got bumped. No foul call. But another opportunity. Long jumper, air ball almost by Dalton Davis. And a reach-in foul called on Brandon Thompson as Williams grabbed the rebound. So the first Galesburg foul on Brandon Thompson. Good second effort by Victor Davis. Three rebounds and 4 points already in the game. 11-0 streaks, 2:55 to go first quarter. And of course, got another game to bring you tonight at 7:30 against Thornridge, who lost to Peoria Manual 52-40. 62-50. That was 12, but the wrong points. Back the other way off a steal. Dalton Davis, left-hand layup, good. Eight turnovers on Collins. Galesburg just taking advantage back the other way. A traveling violation on Collins. Boy, I've not seen anything like this in a long time. That's eight straight turnovers, nine total. They can't get a shot as they keep committing the turnovers. In the game for the first time, Calvin Mosley, four of his silver streaks. Mosley a little bit of time in the last game. A 6'5 senior forward. It's a great chance to get some guys some playing time and on the floor. Right baseline, Victor drives to the basket, jump stop goes up, foul called. No, a jump ball, and it's going to go. Once they signal it, it is signals. It goes to Collins. Good defense by Torian Watson to get the jump ball and officially get credit for a rebound. Actually, it goes as a turnover the other way. That's Galesburg's first. So it is a drive, pull-up jumper on the baseline. Good from about 5 feet. Tough shot by Torian Watson. Breaks the ice at the 2:19 mark as Collins gets its first basket of the game. 9 turnovers on Collins. That has been their bugaboo so far. Galesburg with it now. Left wing, Dalton Davis up top. Garrett Williams wide open long three. Missed it short. Brandon Thompson, offensive rebound. He's clobbered. He's going to the line. Thompson with 4 points in the game. It'll be Galesburg's first free throw attempts when he gets there. And there'll be a substitution coming in. Jarice Gaines, a 6'1 sophomore, going to come off the bench for the Warriors. The foul was called on Andre Stevens. Brandon Thompson from the line this season. 1 of 3, and he makes good on the free throw. 5 points in the first quarter. 14-2, and here comes Gaines in the ball game. And goes out Andre Stevens. Or Andre Stevens goes out. Second free throw good. 6 points for BT. They call him 15-2. Galesburg the lead. Here's the pressure and a reaching foul. Galesburg thought they may have had the steal, but a little too aggressive on the full court pressure. Nope, tipped out of bounds. No foul. That's good news. I lied. Foul on Mosley. This is where it's good to have a second guy here to say, no, I saw it the other way. Mosley's first foul back the other way. Short jumper put up and spinning out. Terrain Watson. And it is Victor Davis with the rebound. Dalton Davis to the hole. Swatted out of bounds. Good block by Romal Davis. It'll stay with the Streaks. A minute 45 to go. First quarter, 15-2. Dalton doing what he's supposed to do. Take it to the rack. He just got it blocked. Good defensive play. He's the trigger man underneath Galesburg's basket. Looking, finds Garrett Williams. He'd love to get this three to go down. He got that one high, arching bomb from the right elbow, right wing rather. And it's 18-2 Streaks. Garrett Williams a three. His first points of this, or first three of the season. Shot put up, no good the other way. Put back basket, no good as the offensive rebound went to Watson. And Victor Davis clears for his fifth rebound of the game. Kind of a off-balance throw it up at the basket shot. Brandon Thompson thought about a three. He was picked up. Garrett Williams with it on the left wing. He's a streaky guy. He can get hot. Brandon a three up top. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Watson. That's his fourth of the game. 18-2 Streaks. A minute three to go in the first quarter. There's a travel down the lane. No, a blocking foul. Looked like a travel. They're going to get Victor Davis, I believe, with the foul call. It is not Victor. Garrett Williams picks it up. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks, Williams and Davis in the area, and it was Williams who reached in. Out goes Calvin Mosley. Back in comes Chad Thompson. Give Thompson a break there. Minute two to go, first quarter, 18-2, Galesburg the lead. Ball is inbounded to Andre Stoutmeyer, who's now in the game for Collins, and they also have brought in Malik Triblett, a couple of guards. It is Stoutmeyer with the basketball now. Out on the right wing, just kind of dribbling out there, and he hands off to his guard mate, Triblett. Triblett on the right wing. Stoutmeyer back to Triblett, top of the key. Goes on the left side to Gaines. In the hands of Stoutmeyer. Long jumper up top, not close. And the rebound to Dalton Davis. He's going to run. Long pass ahead to Thompson. Blocked out of bounds. Good defense again by Romal Davis to prevent a basket. Out of bounds play for the Streaks. 31 seconds to go. First quarter leading 18-2. Dalton Davis throws it in. Garrett Williams, right wing this time. They cover it up. Spins, goes toward the basket, fakes, shoot up off the glass. Good, Garrett Williams. 5 points in the quarter for Williams, 20-2 Galesburg. 20 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Just a bucket by Torian Wilson at the 2:19 mark. That's all Collins has. On the left wing, putting it on the floor. Triblett and tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Collins. Trying to get a pass inside, did Triblett, didn't work. And at the end of the Galesburg bench, he'll throw it in on the baseline area. 6 seconds on the clock. And they'll break out of it. Up top, lazy pass taken by Davis. He falls down, gives it to Triblett. Baseline three by the left-hander, no good. Chad Thompson the rebound. And that is the end of a dominating first quarter by Galesburg. 20-2, Streaks lead after one. Second quarter coming up in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Make your plans now to attend the 28th Annual Greater Peoria Farm Show. You'll see all the latest in agriculture, services, input materials, and power and pull behind equipment. And get there before noon and register for the daily early bird prize of $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Soil Services. It's good for merchandise from exhibitors, and admission is still free. The Greater Peoria Farm Show at the Peoria Civic Center, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You'll have a great time.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
20-2 Galesburg after one. Brandon Beaker and Ryan Ricketts on the floor for the Streaks. Brandon Thompson, the ball handler. Ricketts to Thompson off the screen on the right wing. Nothing there. Up top, McElmurray's first shot of the game. In and out from three-point range. Tipped out of bounds off of Meeker to Chicago Collins. That did everything but go down. McElmurray started the first two games of the season, picked up a technical in the last game. I have to presume that that's why he didn't start in this game. Nice move to the basket on the left block. Romal Davis, first hoop of the game, 20-4. Galesburg the lead. Galesburg 2-for-2 from the line in the first half, 2-for-2 from the line. Shot up, no good by McElmurray. He shoots two as he is hacked on the left block as the left-hander tried to scoop it in from underneath. It'll be team foul number 3 when they announce it for Chicago Collins. Willie Williams picks up his first. He, Andre Stevens, and Wayman White. One foul apiece. McElmurray just 1-of-4 from the free throw line so far this season. Free throw there looked real good. Knocks it down. 21-4 Galesburg. 7:14 to go, first half. Trying to stay up to date on what's happening with the Illinois football game as we move along. Second free throw, no good. Someone jumped in the lane too soon. Collins did, and McElmurray will get another one. So that one won't count. So it doesn't go as a miss. That's always nice for the statistics. So one more for McElmurray. His team up 17. Second by McElmurray. He got that one. So the retry works for him. 22-4. 7:10 to play in the second quarter. Galesburg on top. Pass intended for Triplett on the right wing. Stolen by McElmurray. Gives to Thompson. Catch and shoot underneath the basket. He lost the ball for a moment. Caught it back in the air and laid it in. He's got 8. Very athletic play by Brandon Thompson. And a nice feed from McElmurray. 24-4. 6:50 to go. First half. Down low off the screen and roll. Romal Davis can't make the shot. Rebound, here comes Thompson back the other way. Brandon Thompson down the lane, feed from McElmurray to Chad Thompson underneath. Thought it was Meeker at first. Chad Thompson, he's hammered, and he's going to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Thompson to the free throw line. It's good. Tyrone Jenkins making his first appearance. Jacquez Wright, the guy who picked up the foul. Chad Thompson, second free throw. Down it goes. Came into the game, 1-of-2. He's now 2-of-2 in this one. 26-4 Galesburg. 6:35 to go in the first half. 35-17 Cincinnati leading Illinois. 5 seconds to go in the first half. Will they score 70? Oh, my. Romal Davis with it on the right wing. Just dribbled too much and dribbled it out of bounds. 10 turnovers on the Warriors. That's embarrassing. He thought he was going to put a move on someone, and he crossed over from his left hand to his right, and his right hand didn't pick up the ball. Ryan McElmurray brings it up. Here's a 2-3 zone look by Chicago Collins. Their first 2-3 zone of the game. Chad Thompson, 3 on the left side. Look out. Here he comes. Second 3 of the game. He's got 8. And like Mike Reynolds said, the shooting woes may be no more after this game, as everyone's going to get some confidence, as clearly Galesburg overmatching Chicago. Collins, high rebound taken off a missed shot by Romal Davis. Down low, shot no good. Rebound taken by Brandon Thompson. Just bad shots inside, just flipping it up at the basket. Brandon Thompson the other way. Kicks it out. Chad, another three on the baseline. Yep! Chad's three, balling. Third three of the game. Galesburg now up 32-4. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. A full break. Chad Thompson with eight in the quarter. 11 in the game, and the Streaks lead it big, 32-4. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Peel Gymnasium, Galesburg in charge, 32-4, 5:36 to go in the first half. Galesburg making Collins pay for going to his own defense. Chad Thompson back-to-back threes has 11 points in the game. Brandon Thompson with eight, so the two Thompsons, 19 of Galesburg's 32 points. Now Galesburg going to try his own defense. He'll come out in a 1-2-2. So a chance to practice some things here. Up top with the basketball, Jacquez Wright. He's all of 5'6" and a sophomore. Where's number five for the purple and yellow? Or maybe it's gold. Looks like yellow from here. Up top, they go one-on-one. Romal Davis kicks it out to Wright. Left-handed jumper on the baseline. Hits the three. Jacquez Wright. 32-7 now. Galesburg the lead, and they're back in a 2-3. Chad Thompson, another three. This one spun out. Ryan Ricketts had the ball for a moment. Lost it on the floor. Wright comes out of there with it and somehow hangs on to it as he was going through the gauntlet. 4:47 to go first half, 32-7. Wright down the lane. Literally throws it up at the basket, and it bounces in off the glass. It does count. 32-9. 5-0 run by the Warriors. McElmurray to Chad Thompson, bounces low to Ryan Ricketts. Good ball fake inside. He shoots two. Nice footwork. Nice job to use the ball fake. And the foul's picked up by Tyrone Jenkins. So Ryan Ricketts' first opportunity for some points this season. 32-9, Galesburg 4:31 to go first half. Ricketts makes the first free throw. Tremaine Carson making his first appearance of the afternoon. Got a little bit of time in the season opening win against Peoria Woodruff. Second free throw coming up. Ricketts made them both. Nice form out of the big guy. 33-9. 4:31 to go. Ryan Carl out on the floor. A 6'5" freshman in for Victor Davis. No, Victor's still out on the floor. Brandon Thompson, Victor Davis, Carl, Tremaine, and they're using Victor Davis, caught me off guard, as on the top of the 2-3 zone. Ryan McElmurray down as part of the three. So down there, Tremaine Carson, Ryan Carl. Ryan McElmurray out to catch the ball handler. Up top with it, Romal Davis. Got the long hair going. Behind the back pass on the baseline to Wright. He is trapped. Throws the ball up top. Should get a backcourt violation as Davis slaps his hands together and knows they did. 11 turnovers now. Hadn't committed one in a while. Had 9 in the first quarter. 11 in the game now. 3:59 to go first half. 34-9 Galesburg. Brandon Thompson trying to set the lineup earlier. McElmurray. Also out there is Tremaine Carson. Victor Davis. Brandon Thompson, mentioned him, Ryan Carl, five on the floor. McElmurray with it, right wing. Zone defense employed by Collins, sticking with the 2-3. Chad Thompson, three-point bombs in the first half, so he's exploded. That's nice to see. Victor Davis fakes down on the baseline to Carson. Hook pass up top. Carl, right wing. McElmurray puts it on the ground. Fadeaway jumper from 10. Pretty shot. Ryan McElmurray, four in the quarter, 35-9. He has gotten it figured out. Drive to the basket. Good jam step and fadeaway jumper. That was pretty. Make it 36-9. Galesburg with the lead. 27-point cushion. Galesburg scored the first 13 points of the game. 3:15 to play first half. out on the right wing. Wright with it. He's had a couple of hoops in a row. Nice feed on the right block, laying it in to Rian Watson. That was a nice pass by Wright. 36-11. Got the defense to collapse and did the job. Carl looking for someone up top. Ball loose. And it's a turnover on the Streaks. Just their second of the half. Back the other way, Wright. Outside to Gaines for a long jumper inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound put up and no good by Watson. And Dalton Davis with the basketball for Galesburg. Watson, five rebounds to go with 4 points. Victor Davis, right side. He is going to this hole strong, and he scores. He took it from the baseline, and there was no way anyone was getting in his way. 38-11. Victor with six in the ball game. 2:30 to play, first half. A couple more subs coming in. Next dead ball. Galesburg back to a man-to-man defense. Out on the right wing with it. Turian Watson up top to Romal Davis. And kind of slow the offense down a little bit. Right wing with it. Right. He's kind of dribbling around. Throws it inside. And the pass, trying to get it down into the post to Watson. It was tipped by teammate Davis and stolen away by Galesburg. 12 turnovers. McElmurray to the goal on the right side. Good block by Davis. Out of bounds. His second block of the game. For the first time tonight, Logan Scott in the basketball game. And Dalton Davis back out on the floor. Carson still there. Carl still there. Victor Davis out there. So McElmurray takes a seat and Brandon Thompson takes a seat. So everyone's played. Nice to get everybody in the game. 38-11, 2:03 to go. Dalton Davis underneath his basket off the block shot. Bad pass up top, stolen by Wright. Wright can fly to the basket. Missed the layup, though, and Victor Davis had the layup for a rebound for a moment. Dalton Davis picks it up off the floor. Then it's stolen away the other way. Layup. Good. Landed in for Collins is Tony Bush. They got the uniforms messed up. Leroy Cox, the basket for them. And then Victor Davis shows he can shoot the three back the other way. 41-13. So that was what they were talking about, some of the uniform changes. So Leroy Cox was wearing what was Tony Bush's jersey from the last game. We'll get it figured out. Ball loose on the floor, taken away. 13 turnovers as Collins very sloppy with the ball. Bringing it up court, Logan Scott in the lane. Trying to dish it off is Carl. Now trapped is Carson, gives to Davis. He's going to attack the middle of the lane. Good with a little soft lay-in. Victor with 7 in the quarter, 11 in the game, 43-13. A 30-point cushion for Galesburg, under a minute to go, first half. Right with it, top of the key, crossover dribble on Dalton Davis. He carried, nope, traveled. Either way, it's a turnover. Looks like he carried the basketball. 55 seconds to go, first half. Right back into the game. Wayman White, I should say. They have Jacquez Wright. Wayman White. Up top it is Dalton Davis. Penetrates in the left side of the lane. Picks up his dribble. Gives to Carl. Short jumper from 14. He missed it pretty badly. Rebound Dalton Davis. Swatted out of there. Good block by Torian Watson. They've got four blocks. And it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Galesburg. Dalton Davis to throw it in. 38 seconds to go. First half. He bounces to Victor Davis out on the right baseline. He's covered up. Cox, pull-up jumper from 16, no good. And the rebound and a reach. The rebound to Watson, his sixth of the game, and the reaching foul called on Carson. Galesburg just fourth, the fourth team foul. Five committed by Collins. Back into the game, Chad Thompson goes in for Victor Davis. Both have 11 points in the first half, leading everyone in scoring. The leader for Collins is Jacquez Wright with five all in this quarter. 43-13, 26 seconds to go. White with the basketball. Wright, rather, with the ball. Hands off in the right wing to Stoutmeyer. Puts it on the floor, spinning around the free throw line area. Fall away jumper from about 10 feet. No good. Chad Thompson, the rebound. Went out to him. He brings it up in the front court. Hands off to Dalton Davis. Wide open three. Left side, no good. Chad Thompson, the offensive board, with the right hand, lays it in. Chad, a big half, 13 points. 43, make it 45-13. A shot from deep does not go, and we have reached the half. A 20-point first quarter and a 25-point second quarter puts Galesburg on top, 45-13. Stay tuned. For the halftime report, it's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. The Streaks lead it by 32. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow is fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, a dominating performance by Galesburg so far against Chicago Collins. 45-13 the score. Galesburg rolled off 13 straight to open the game. Collins got its first basket with 2:19 to play in the first quarter. And Galesburg led 20-2 after one. And then the second quarter, much the same. Just a few more baskets by Collins. Outscored the Warriors 25-11, and they lead it 45-13. Let's take a look at some of the statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. We'll start with Collins Academy as they are struggling. 14 first half turnovers. They did not shoot a free throw. So a couple of those flings at the basket did not draw fouls. Galesburg did not put them in the bonus in the first half. They did make one 3-point shot. And they're led in scoring by Jaquez Wright off the bench with 5 points. Torian Watson, 4 points and 6 rebounds. And 2 points apiece from Leroy Cox and Romal Davis. Davis, the young man, had 20 in the opener, held to just 2 points, has a couple of blocks and a couple of rebounds in the first half of this one. Galesburg nailing the three in this one. The opponent goes to the zone, and they're able to knock it down. They hit a couple even against the man-to-man defense, but 5 3-point baskets in the first half. And 8 of 8 from the free throw line. So the shooting, this is what the doctor ordered. 8 of 8, 5 threes, and 1, 2 in double figures, led by Chad Thompson. He had 10 in the second quarter, leads the way with 13 in the first half. Victor Davis, he has 11 points, 5 rebounds. Chad Thompson, 4 rebounds. Going down the list, Dalton Davis, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Ryan McElmurray, 4 points off the bench. Brandon Thompson, a good start. 8 points in the first half, 5 points for Garrett Williams, all in the first quarter, and a couple of free throws from big Ryan Ricketts off the bench for his 2 points. So Galesburg just 4 turnovers in the first half, and their defensive pressure in most cases has resulted in 14 for Marcus King's Collins Academy Warriors. Again, the score 45-13 at the half. Back with more on the halftime as the Streaks lead big. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What if you could unlock the potential for finding better ways to provide for one another? to new innovations in the way you farm and advanced trait technology that puts you more in control of the conditions that come your way. Wouldn't it be better? Genuity SmartStax Corn from Monsanto, the most advanced all-in-one corn trait ever. With reduced refuse to 5% in the Corn Belt and Genuity Roundup ready to yield soybeans, breakthrough soybean trait technology that delivers significantly higher yield potential. It's revolutionary trait innovation we pursue for one reason: to help farmers do what they do best, even better. Find out more at Genuity.com. Genuity, farming advanced. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Jack Kroc at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Member SIPC. Sunny today, high of 49. Clear skies tonight, overnight low of 35. Sunny tomorrow, high of 58. Partly cloudy Saturday night with an overnight low of 38. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 45. Currently in downtown Galesburg, some sunshine, and it's 38 at WGIL.
The Galesburg girls basketball team returns to the court tomorrow night to battle Richwood to the Thanksgiving tournament. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the call Saturday night at 5:40 here on WGIL.
At Field Gymnasium, all Galesburg in the first half leading 45-13 against Chicago Collins Academy. They'll get a much bigger test in their game tonight as they take on Thornridge. Thornridge beaten in the game just before this one by Peoria Manual, 62-50. Thornridge in that game got within two at 43-41 with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. But Manual put it on him. Andrew Jordan was fantastic, 27 points in the game, just a junior. In the first game, Peoria Woodruff beats Urbana. And after this one, of course, the Springfield girls, they are here taking in this game, going to take on Peoria Richwood's girls, two very, very good girls basketball programs. A final in the Class 1A High School Football Championship. The undefeated team does not win it. Tuscola 14, Lexington 7. So Lexington finishes 13-1 as the runner-up, and Tuscola was state champion at 11-3. The next game getting underway in just a moment. 13-0 Morrison taking on 13-0 Maroa Forsyth. At the half, number 5 or 4, depending on which poll you look at, Cincinnati beating Illinois in college football, 35-20, and just one men's top 25 college basketball game going on. Michigan about to get beat. Marquette leading the 15th-ranked Wolverines, 74-61. The halftime scoreboard brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. As we are about ready to get the second half of high school boys basketball underway, Galesburg, a very impressive first half as they lead the game 45-13. Mention the game after this. The Springfield and Peoria Richwoods girls basketball teams in the final game of the first session. Pekin still trying for its first win. We'll go up against a very good Harlan team. Harlan at 1-0. Pekin 0-3. 0-2, rather. And then four more games tonight. Collins and Woodruff, Urbana and Pekin, Thornridge and Galesburg, and then Harlan and Peoria Manual. That should be a good one. We expect to be on the air about 7:06 for Galesburg's game against Thornridge. They've moved things along pretty quickly here. Not too many late starts, 8-10 minutes or so. So not too terribly bad. First, it's Collins with the basketball to begin the second half. Galesburg out there with the starters on the floor. Pull-up jumper for Romal Davis. Nope, he tried to get it underneath and threw it out of bounds. He probably had the shot, a much better chance at that. So they start with a turnover. 15 now in the game. Galesburg with Dalton Davis, Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams, Victor Davis on the floor. Garrett Williams. Williams, nice half. 5 in the first half. Brandon Thompson left side. Trying to get it down to Chad Thompson. Bad pass. Stolen away. And Collins tries to push the basketball up the floor via the pass. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with them. And they'll get it across half court. Handing it off to the starting guard, Wayman White. Now in the hands of Romal Davis. Just 2 points in the game after a 20-point effort in the opener against Harlan. With the basketball, Wayman White down the lane. He just got away with a travel. Shot up, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor. Chad Thompson comes away with it. Good hustle by Chad Thompson to hit the deck and grab the ball. Back the other way. Brandon Thompson layup good as he exploded along the left side. Brandon now with double figures. 10 in the game, 47-13. Galesburg the big lead. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Romal Davis up top. Now on the right wing with the basketball. Guarded by Chad Thompson, trying to hook a pass to the post, tipped away, he gets it back. Now again, he dribbles down on the right side, trying to bounce it into the post to Willie Williams, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Both Garrett Williams and Victor Davis in the neighborhood, trying to get that pass to there. Andre Stevens trying to squeeze it. They keep it, though. Stevens on the far left side of the baseline, gets it in to Davis. Davis spinning on the wing. Dalton Davis, our Davis, stripped it away, picked back up, and a long three put up no good by Watson. And Brandon Thompson back the other way to Dalton Davis on the baseline to Chad Thompson. Skip pass right side, Garrett Williams. He drives to the basket, shot blocked, and a foul. So it's the body. The block was clean, but it was the body, the hand or arm that struck Williams after the block, so he gets 2 free throws. Willie Williams picks up foul number 2 for him. Garrett Williams at the line, his first free throws this season, has 5 points in the ballgame. First he delivers, good. 48-13. His dad on the coaching staff, Rob Williams, for many years, helped out with the Carl Sandburg College women's basketball team, a good friend and former teammate at Northern Iowa. Mike Bailey played for legendary coach Eldon Miller. And they are familiar, of course, family with Doug Collins. Second free throw, no good. And Doug Collins did some work with the streaks. Chad Thompson, the offensive rebound. Pretty good guy to learn from. Out, Victor Davis tried to dump it to Chad Thompson out on the right wing. It's tipped out of bounds. It stays with Galesburg. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 48-13. Galesburg in charge. Fairly good-sized crowd on our side of the gym. The other side, pretty light. See the Richwoods girls over there. Garrett Williams, 3 on the right side. High-arching shot, no good. Dalton Davis, the offensive rebound, his 5th board of the game. Brandon Thompson swings to Garrett Williams. Inside, Victor Davis, strong to the goal. Missed the shot. Good resistance by Andre Stevens, and he comes out with the rebound. Back the other way, a hook pass up top, and a travel. Davis threw it up top to Torian Watson, and he shuffled the feet. 16 Collins turnovers. And their coach has not gotten up once. It's a long process. First varsity season. In the game for Galesburg, Ryan Carl saw some minutes in the first half. Everybody played. Bad pass. Trying to get over the right side. A turnover. Back the other way. Shot put up. No good by Collins. And then inside the tip back, Romal Davis gets it to go through. Andre Stoutmeyer missed the first shot, but Davis cleaned it up. Offensive putback. Down the other way. Garrett Williams, right wing, skips it across. Thompson, left baseline. Chad Thompson, 3-point shot. No good. Ball loose, chased down by Garrett Williams off the floor. So another opportunity for Galesburg. Inside, Garrett Williams. A kick-out pass and a 3. And Galesburg leads 51-15. Williams now with 9 in the ball game. Off the bench, that is. Or no, he started. First start of the season tonight, 9. Down the lane. Right, no good. Put back, no good by Willie Williams. And Dalton Davis chases down yet another rebound. And they are full court pressuring, and a bad pass from Brandon Thompson out of bounds just to the right of the scorer's table. Galesburg's 7th turnover of the game. McElmurray in for Brandon Thompson. 51-15, Galesburg will lead 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They have led throughout. Up top with it, Jaquez
Wright out on the right wing. Gives it over to Andre Stevens. Stevens puts it on the floor. Really nowhere to go. Trying to lob it into two different people. Somehow Williams comes up with it. Hooks it over. Shot no good. And a foul. Andre Stoutmeyer going to shoot two as he was hat going to the basket. It is Carl who picks up the foul. This is the first two free throws coming up from Collins Academy. Not been to the line all this time. Stoutmeyer's first free throw is good. He was 0 for 5 from the line in the first game and had 7 points, and it did not look too shabby right there. Good form. Second one leaves the hand up. Looks pretty. Maybe there was a misstat somewhere. Those look great. 51-17, Galesburg the lead. Dalton Davis on the right wing into Carl. Carl trying to size up his man in the post. Gets it out to McElmurray. Swings it over to Chad Thompson. Back to McElmurray. Puts it on the floor. Dalton Davis right baseline. He tries to fake. Nothing there. Bounces it inside to Carl. Out to Chad. Chad fakes the three, then does take the three. Good! Usually when you don't take it the first time and then you put it back up, it's not a good one. But this one was all net. 54-17. Chad with 16. 4 3-point buckets in the game. Up top, Romal Davis inside. He made the mistake of putting the ball on the floor, but bailed out with a foul is Willie Williams. It'll be on the floor. Carl picks it up, his second of the game, and a substitution momentarily. We'll see Tremaine Carson come back in the game. Out goes Chad Thompson with 16 points. I think his career high 17, I want to say. I remember a game last year at Alleman and UT. Both games, he was real good. He may have a career high for it said and done anyway. Up top, trying to get it inside. Bad pass by Wright. Bad play by Galesburg to lose it. Back the other way. Shot no good. Put back, yes, by Williams. Williams' first bucket off the Romal Davis miss. 54-19. Galesburg with the ball inside. Carl, shot got stuck. That's the second time we've seen in a ball game. Against Manuel, Alexander got one stuck on the baseline. This time Carl gets it stuck in the rim. It'll stay with Galesburg on an alternating possession. Again, you could try it over and over and over and over again. You'll never do it. Into a game, and by golly, it works. Ryan Ricketts going to check in right now, as a matter of fact. He comes in for Carl. Carl picked up a couple fouls. 6'5" freshman. He'll be a good player. He's got lots of work to do, of course. He's just a freshman, but he'll be a good one. Tyrone Jenkins back in the game for Collins. Logan Scott in for the Silver Streaks. Out goes Dalton Davis. 54-19, Galesburg, 3:37 to go, third quarter. Ball inbound pass, a little lazy for Garrett Williams, tipped out of bounds. Galesburg will keep it. Scott going to have to put a little more mustard on that one. So Scott will try it again. He lobs it up top to Garrett Williams. 3:30 in the third quarter. 2-3, Collins zone defense. Garrett Williams inside to Ricketts. Back to Williams. Fakes. Steps inside. Right elbow. Tried to fake and get a shot off. No. McElmurray, he gets pounded after the shot. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. They say yes. He ball fake. Got Davis in the air. Davis coming down. McElmurray wisely leaned a little bit and got hammered. Romal Davis picks up his first foul. And it's just the second foul on Collins, and McElmurray will shoot two. He's 2 for 2 from the line in the game with 4 points. 54-19 streaks. First free throw way short. Came into the game 1 of 4. He's now 3 of 7. Brandon Meeker in the game. 4 of the streaks. Garrett Williams goes out with 9 points. Another free throw for McElmurray. Galesburg leading 54-19. Takes 3 dribbles. The left-hander sizes it up. And missed that one short as well. And the rebound comes out. And a fast break opportunity for Stoutmeyer, who lost the basketball. Tried to get it over to his backcourt partner. And just a bad pass. And out of bounds it goes. 17 Collins turnovers. 3:16 to play, third quarter. McElmurray, the point guard, against this Collins 2-3 zone. They'll try and jump out at the guards. Out on the left wing. Scott with it. Hook pass inside. A bad one. Gets tipped away. And Collins with the basketball. Up top, Jacquez Wright. He directs traffic. Galesburg in a man-to-man defense. They played some zone. Tried some 1-2-2 zone earlier. Davis with the ball. Top of the key, guarded by Meeker. using a screen. Davis jump shot from the free throw line area. No good. Rebound, McElmurray. Good defense by the Streaks to contest that shot. Long pass down to Scott, faking. Shot up. No foul call. Looked like from this angle, although I'm far away, that he got hit. And the rebound taken out by Tyrone Jenkins. Out on the left side, going to the basket. Shot up. Almost an air ball. It was an air ball by Stoutmeyer, but picking up the offensive rebound was Williams. He's got a nose for the ball. 12 rebounds in the first game. He has 5 right now. Jacquez right up top working on McElmurray to Davis on the left wing. He just carried the ball, and this time they do call it. He doesn't like the call. He could hear him from here. 18 turnovers, 54-19, 2-17 and counting in the third quarter. Jim filling up a little bit. More basketball still, quite a bit more today, and, of course, a lot tonight. Brandon Meeker, free throw line, gives it to Ricketts. Right baseline, pretty jump shot from about 10 feet away. Ryan Ricketts now with 4 in the game. That was nice. Nice touch by the big man. 56-19 Streaks, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top with it, right. Goes over to Stoutmeyer on the right wing. Davis now, top of the key. Back to Stoutmeyer. He's sizing up Logan Scott. Inside, Williams working on Ricketts. He does not have an advantage there. Ricketts about 40 pounds on him. Over on the right wing. Trying to get the shot off and does. An air ball for Stoutmeyer. Saved out of bounds by Carson. So he gets credit with a rebound and an opportunity for Galesburg the other way. Shot up by Scott, no good. Shot up by Meeker, no good. Tremaine Carson shot, no good. He gets another rebound. Lots of opportunities that time. On the right side, McElmurray. He just lost the ball out of bounds. Ooh, they say it stays with Galesburg. Mike Reynolds, though, clapping his hands. He likes the effort. Meeker, an offensive rebound. A couple by Tremaine Carson. Gaines going to come on for Chicago Collins Academy. Someone else just snuck in the game on me. We'll figure out who it is as we go along. McElmurray, the out-of-bounds man. He gives it to Carson. Out to McElmurray on the right baseline. Up top, Meeker. Back to Ricketts. He'll try the left baseline. Jumper is spun out on him. And pushing on the rebound on the floor on Collins. Be team foul number 3 when they go to the table and say who it is. It is on. Leroy Cox picks up his first foul of the game. 3 on Collins. 1:10 to go, third quarter. 56-19. McElmurray out of bounds underneath his basket. Looking, and fires it up top to Chad, or rather Meeker, inside Ricketts. What a pass down low to Carson! Eyes to the back of his head, Ryan Ricketts, that was pretty. 58-19, he's played well coming into this game. Galesburg back in a man-to-man, under a minute to go, third quarter. On the right side, Gaines, baseline area, kicks it out. And they swing it around Davis now, top of the key, guarded by Meeker. They look to set a screen. Cox does set the screen. Good play, though, by Carson to overplay it. Down on the baseline, tough jumper and air ball put up on the baseline by White. Rebound put back by Gaines, no good, and a rebound by White on the baseline. So a lot of opportunities on this possession. And then Galesburg steals it away. Good play by Carson, and he is fouled. Davis picks up his second foul, so they got multiple opportunities, then got sloppy with the basketball. Coming back in for Galesburg, or no, he's taking it out. Tremaine Carson at the scorer's table. Say he just scored. Up top with it, Logan Scott, and Garrett Williams just lost the ball. That was his mistake, not a defensive error, or just took his eye off the ball. 10 Galesburg turnovers, leading 58-19, 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Davis with it, trying to use the screen. Left side, hops through traffic, got away with a travel, and just shot it. He threw it over the basket. He wanted a foul, but that was worse carry than the other one he got called on. 16 seconds to go. Galesburg flirting with a 40-point lead. 58-19. Could see running clock in this one, perhaps. Out of bounds, tipped. And it'll stay with Galesburg. Carson on our side. Gets it into Garrett Williams. 8 seconds to go. Williams is trapped trying to find someone. Does see Ricketts. Ricketts loses the ball for a moment. Picked up. Got to shoot the ball. Scott down low. It's not going to count. Oh, they do count it. My goodness, that shot went off way after the buzzer. What a beautiful pass by Scott down low to Meeker, and they say count the basket. 60-19. I wonder if that means a running clock, and the officials kind of were thinking along that line. Whatever the case may be, Meeker's first bucket of the year. After 3, 60-19, Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
I'm Will Stevenson. President Barack Obama addresses his strategy for Afghanistan Tuesday night. CNN's live coverage begins at 7 on WGIL.
Chicago Collins Academy with the ball, and it is continuous clock here in the fourth quarter, so this game will not take long, as the next game was scheduled to start at 1:30, and it will. It is Collins with the ball, trying to lob it inside. They do, and a nice feed to the man underneath. Corey Fields in for the first time. He gets the bucket, and it is a 39-point game, 60-21. Down low, ball tipped around off a missed shot. Picking it up and missing badly, Calvin Mosley. And the rebound taken by Davis. So the only time they'll stop the clock, an injury or a timeout. Long jumper on the left side. It is a three. Put down by Leroy Cox. Well, they did this in the last game. All of a sudden started hitting a bunch of shots. Scored 22 points in the last game against Harlan. 60-24, Galesburg now with all the second team on the floor. Lob inside, putting it on the deck. Mosley out to Garrett Williams, loses it for just a moment. A lot of dribbling, and he loses the basketball. We'll get a jump ball, and Galesburg's bailed out as they'll get the ball back on the alternating possession. Clock continues to run, 6.5 minutes to play. 60-24, Silver Streaks the lead. 5-0 run in the third quarter by Chicago Collins. But that 40-point lead means the continuous clock, even if you get within 40. Mosley, the guy to take it out of bounds, gives it to Williams. Back to Mosley on the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Kind of telegraphed that one to Carson. Tipped out of bounds. Again, Galesburg keeps. They'll send Cox, or rather Logan Scott, to throw it in. Torian Wilson back in the game for Collins. And a bunch of whistling going on. The clock keeps running. Trying to get a couple more guys in the game. Willie Williams back in, their leading rebounder. 2 points, 5 boards in the game. Actually, Watson has 6. Williams a dozen rebounds and a loss to Harlan. They were beaten 68-40. And this game, they will not reach 40. Meeker, a three up top. Missed that one pretty bad. Off the left side of the rim and diving to the floor to get the rebound. Good hustle by Watson. Back the other way. A jumper, odd-looking shot put up on the baseline. No good. And the rebound to Garrett Williams. Williams' second board of the game. Down low! Beautiful feed and a bucket to Carson. Carson's second hoop of the game, 62-24. There is no selfishness on this team, and it's a joy to watch. Another three put up on the right side by the same guy who missed the last one, Cox. And the rebound to Logan Scott. I love the way they share the basketball, and they get excited for each other when they make shots. You don't get many of these blowouts. It's nice to see everybody play and sharing the basketball. Heck, I'd be shooting it every time. Williams, three on the right side, spun out on him. Ball tipped around, almost tipped it in, did Watson. Instead, he grabs his 8th rebound. It is right back the other way. He just ran into a man, a blocking foul on Williams. Looked like a travel, but the clock keeps rolling, so no big deal. Garrett Williams, second foul of the game, down to 4.5 minutes to play, 62-24. Galesburg on top. Again, they jumped out to a 13-0 lead in this game, led 20-2 after one, and they have never been seriously threatened at all. Wright with the basketball up top, skips it over on the right wing to Torian Watson. Down low, trying to get a pass in. Garrett Williams tipped it away, and it's now a scrumble or a scramble or a scrum or whatever you want to call it on the floor. Either it's a foul or a jump ball. I believe a foul on Galesburg as the clock gets down to 4 minutes. It is Scott who picks up the foul. No bonus situation. Both teams with four. So an out-of-bounds play for Collins. Trigger man on this is Corey Fields. Wow, pass up top, tipped around. Garrett Williams got a hand on it, but Wright got it back. Three on the right side, put up no good by Watson. Rebound to Meeker off the floor. Long pass the other way, missed by Carson. Offensive rebound, Mosley. Can he get it back up? Yeah, he does. Calvin Mosley, his first bucket of the season, 64-24. 3:20 to play. Up top, backing off is Scott. Three put up by Wright, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Meeker picks it up. Couple of rebounds for Meeker in the game. 3:10 to play. Galesburg by 40. Meeker in the front court. He hands it off to Scott. 2-3 zone inside. Nice dish down for Mosley. Shot up, foul called. Clock will keep going. It's under 3 minutes now, and the foul called on Fields. So Mosley just scored a basket, has a couple of rebounds. He shoots two. 64-24. Again, stay tuned later. Or come back and join us later. As we'll have Galesburg and Thornridge. Thornridge, a very good basketball team. Field goal, or rather free throw, good by Mosley. 65-24, 7:06 the pregame. Galesburg going to move to 2-0 on the season. 2-1, that is. And Thornridge, I think that's the only game they've played so far, and that was Manuel losing by 12, so they'd be 0-1. But they're going to have a good year. There's no doubt about it. Manuel is very good. If someone picked them third in the Mid-State 6, I cannot believe that. Rebound taken out by Fields as the second free throw no good by Mosley. Down the lane, right out to the penetrating man with the basketball, Leroy Cox. He has five in the quarter, 65-26. Galesburg lead, a minute 54 to go. Another pregame coming up just shortly. Good fake and fade by Logan Scott. Fake the pass to the baseline and laid it in on the right side. Pretty play. 67-26 Galesburg. Shot put up back the other way by Gaines. No good. Foul on the play. A minute 35 and the clock keeps ticking. Andre Stevens, actually, the foul on them. Stevens' second, team foul number six. Galesburg with a minute 23 and counting with the ball up 67-26. 7-7, both teams in the quarter. Beautiful pass, Meeker down low to Tremaine Carson. Again, beautiful passing out of the second unit. Carson's going to shoot two. I think he'll get these in the next minute. Clock at 1:08 and counting. Carson with 4 points in the game. Gaines picked up the foul, his first. And everybody's played well. Just a real nice game to see everybody come together. Carson's free throw is good. He has five in the game, 68-26. Second by Carson coming up, takes three dribbles, bends his knees and lets it fly. Missed the second. Rebound Mosley, though, on the offensive end. And they'll swing it around Meeker. 38 seconds to play on the baseline. Carl with the basketball. Trying to get rid of a trap. Lobs it up top. Bad pass. Chased down, though, by Scott. And he has some trouble controlling it. It will be Collins basketball. 11 turnovers by Galesburg. 24-23. The clock keeps ticking. They finally get it in bounds at the 21-second mark. Right up top. I'll bet he's going to find a shot one way or another. Trying to use the screen by Gaines. Bounce pass down low. Shot up off the glass is good by Corey Fields. His second bucket of the quarter. 68-28. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Scott across half court. He may just very well hold on to it. Cross courts it over to Meeker, and that's it. Galesburg, a big time win against Chicago Collins Academy. Final score, Silver Streak 68, Collins 28. Streaks now 2-1 on the season. Back with the post game show brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian Generator dealer. by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow is fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
No, we're not there yet. Put your seatbelt on.
Patsy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the holiday shuffle.
How about this one? You should have went before we left.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Jack Kroc at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Member SIPC. Sunny today, high of 49. Clear skies tonight, overnight low of 35. Sunny tomorrow, high of 58. Partly cloudy Saturday night with an overnight low of 38. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 45. Currently in downtown Galesburg, some sunshine, and it's 38 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Final score again. Galesburg wins big over Chicago Collins, 68-28. We'll visit with either Mike Reynolds or Steve Cheeseman here on the postgame. Kind of an arrangement worked out to help everybody kind of get done sooner. And I believe we'll visit with Coach Cheeseman here in just a moment as he'll make his way over through the cameras. And the postgame brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery forever starts here. And we'll let Coach sit down, get him a headset to put on, and we get our all-conference sheets to vote on. Thank you very much. We'll give one of those to Jim Lee when he comes back, and we'll turn Coach up. And there we go. Coach, I know it's one of those games that we wanted to see the shooting come out in full force, see some of those guys like Chad Thompson and Brandon Thompson and others make some shots, and boy, they did that today. It has to feel good.
Yeah, you got to get a little bit of the monkey off the bat, Mike, or off the back, Mike. This is one of those games, too, that can be sort of a trap game.
Yes.
You're playing early in the morning. You got a doubleheader. Big holiday yesterday. You can be a little lethargic. We talked a lot about that to get off to a good start, stay focused, work on the things that work for us and are part of our system, and our guys came out and did that. And like you said, our shooters, you know, it's such an intangible and inconsistent kind of thing that you want to get them going. They're just too good to be staying down. And it was nice to see Chad and Garrett start shooting the ball nicely. That's a big weapon for us.
I mentioned it during the game, too, when the second unit came out. I said, there's no me players on this team. I mean, Dalton Davis winds up with 2 points. I'll bet it doesn't bug him one bit. But the beautiful feeds from to Tremaine Carson, and there was another pass from Ryan Ricketts to Mosley. I mean, some really nice play out of that second unit. They weren't in there just playing garbage time. They were in there to play.
Yeah, and you know, that's part of the whole system Coach Reynolds talks about, that this is a ball club. Everybody's important. Everybody has a role to play. We don't care how it happens. We want to get it done. And it was nice to see everybody contribute today and feel good about that and rally around one another. That's very, very important.
And you talked about trying to avoid him coming out lethargic. We knew Collins was a little bit of a struggling. This is only their second varsity basketball game as a program, but now you go up against a Thornridge team that's probably a little angry after Peoria Emanuel. They got within two, and Emanuel ends up beating them by 12. Now how do you get into the mindset of saying, and I don't think this will happen, but is it a concern, I guess I should ask, that maybe now they get a little confident because they came out, they played the full complete game, that maybe they can go out and tear someone up?
You know, you'd like, there's a fine line between being confident and cocky and not respecting what you're trying to do, and our guys won't do that at all. Our coaching staff won't allow that to happen. We'll get off our feet this afternoon, get something good to eat, come back and put all of our eggs and all of our energy in toward Thornridge tonight, and we know that we have to do all the kinds of things that are part of what our system is to be successful. That's not going to be any kind of concern to us. Our concern to us will be to play a good basketball game tonight against a really good basketball team.
And that's my last question I wanted to ask you. I know you got a chance to see some of Thornridge, and I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the things that they do well and what Galesburg will have to do to really compete and maybe win this game.
You know, they're a ball club a lot like Manuel. They're very, very athletic. They're trying to get to the rim. They've got great quickness and athleticism on the defensive end as well. You know, we're going to have to play our game, which is a game about being fundamentally sound, staying within our system, taking care of the ball, and not letting their guards penetrate and get, you know, to the rim and get kickouts and things like that. And we're going to have to be, you know, very solid in the offensive end and do the things that we need to do there to be successful. Get the ball inside, move the basketball, take care of the basketball. You know, all those kinds of things that are part of what we've got to do to be good.
Off to a great start today, a 40-point win, and wish you best of luck tonight. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Steve Cheeseman on the postgame. Galesburg, a winner, 68-28 over Chicago Collins. We'll have more coming up in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thank you, Mike.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg or call us at 343-9107.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
On the postgame, Galesburg is 68-28 win over Chicago Collins. As we mentioned, Thornridge up next tonight at 7:30. Got to do a couple of things. The stats first. They're brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home. 19 turnovers in the game for Collins Academy. None of their players in double figures. Led by Leroy Cox off the bench with 7 points. 5 for Jacquez Wright. Off the bench, 4 apiece for Corey Fields and Romal Davis. 2 points apiece for Andre Stoutmeyer and Willie Williams. shooting in the game. They make 2 3-point shots and just 2 free throw attempts and made them both to account for 28 points, 12 field goals, 2 threes, and 2 free throws. Galesburg, great balance, and everybody but Ryan Carl in the scoring column, though Carl did some nice things on the floor as well, led by Chad Thompson, 3 in double figures. Thompson with 16, all of those coming in the, 13 of his 16 in the first half, had a 3 in the third quarter. 11 points for Victor Davis, all in the first half, and 10 points for Brandon Thompson, 9 for Garrett Williams in his first start this season, 2 for Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray with 4, 5 points for Tremaine Carson, 2 points for Brandon Meeker, 3 for Calvin Mosley, 4 for Ryan Ricketts, and 2 for Logan Scott. 11 turnovers, 4 of the streaks in the ballgame. They make 7 three-point baskets, and they shoot 11 of 16 from the foul line to go along with 25 field goals, totaling 68 points in the game. So a lot of guys in the scoring column. Galesburg coming in, averaging 53 a game, giving up 51 on defense. That total will go up a little bit as they score 68 today and beat Collins by 40. Had the running clock going into the fourth quarter as Galesburg led it 60-19 after three. They opened up with a 13-0 run, led 20-2 after the first quarter, led 45-13 at the half, then again 60-19 after three. Collins a 9-8 advantage in the fourth quarter to account for the final margin, 68-28. The Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Chad Thompson. Big game for him at 4 3-point field goals, 16 points to go along with 6 rebounds. He had struggled shooting the basketball coming into this game with just a couple of points on a layup late in the game against Peoria Manual. All those long jumpers that he is so used to knocking down seemed to be on the mark, but they just weren't falling. And today he got it going, and that is a huge, huge plus for this team to get that shooting from outside going. Garrett Williams with a couple of threes in the game. And Victor Davis even knocking down a three, but Chad Thompson, he is going to be key. He plays the four position, and his ability to knock down shots really will give defenses fits, and it's nice to see him have a nice ball game, take some of the weight off of his shoulders. Again, a 16-point effort, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Chad Thompson. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll come back with a final wrap-up. We'll give you the rest of the schedule for today's Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament against the Streaks game tonight, including the Streaks game tonight against Thornridge. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
This is Brian Barnhart. Fighting Illini basketball team's next matchup in the Las Vegas Invitational will be against Utah. We'll bring you all the action following the GHS boys game tonight on WGIL.
68-28, Galesburg the winner in the third game today in the 2009 Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Previous game to that, Peoria Manual beat Thornridge 62-50, and Peoria Woodruff a win over Urbana. So the Warriors of Woodruff have won 2 in a row. Manual off to a 2-0 start. Thornridge 0-1. Galesburg 2-1. Collins 0-2. Right now it's Springfield Girls and Peoria Richwoods. Good basketball matchup here And then Pekin and Harlan, they'll wrap up the morning session at 2:30. And then they'll kick things back off at 4:30 with Collins coming back to play Peoria Woodruff. 6 o'clock, Urbana and Pekin. Galesburg taking on Thornridge at 7:30. And Peoria Manual in the nightcap playing Chicago Harlan. Again, the tip-off at 7:30. We will strive to be on the air at 7:06 with the pregame. And then following Galesburg High School basketball, as you may have heard, the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, tell you that Illinois basketball against Utah follows. They get tipped off at 9:30, so should be not much into that game by the time we get this one over with and get the postgame wrapped up from Thiel, as we'll get you to that late-night game in the Las Vegas tournament that they've got going on there. Is the Fighting Illini off to a 4-0 start and playing very well right now, but they get a pretty good test tonight in Utah. Again, Galesburg wins it 68-28 as they beat Chicago Collins to move to 2-1 on the season. Thornridge up next. I appreciate everyone's help back at the station, the studio engineering. A great job as always, and thank you very much for tuning in. From Thiel Gymnasium, I'm Mike Perry, and we'll talk to you this evening.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts and Wilcox and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at GalesburgLaw.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.